This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. As we continue our study of the book of Philemon in the New Testament, let's reflect on the heart of what Paul says, found in verses 8 through 20. Every element of his convincing argument is a legitimate spiritual point. First, he appeals to Philemon's goodness rather than commanding him to do something. He pleads for him to be gracious to Onesimus, his former slave, who now is a new Christian. He affirms Onesimus, pointing out how he helped him in behalf of Philemon, who was not able to provide that help himself. Then he asks Philemon to receive Onesimus back into his home as a brother. To drive his point home, he offers to pay anything owed Philemon by Onesimus. In the same breath, he reminds Philemon that he owes his spiritual life to Paul. Then, as an expression of their friendship, he asks Philemon to refresh him by granting his request. Every element of the appeal is a legitimate spiritual point, but his masterful way of putting it is so watertight, Philemon would be hard-pressed to reject his request. Every point grows out of the spiritual foundation of faith and love introduced in the first point. Now those points are applied in a very practical way to the matter of forgiving, and not only restoring, but restoring with a higher status than what was true before Onesimus ran away. That is the kind of forgiving God wants us to exercise, even to those who have hurt us deeply. When relationships break down in our lives, there is much to learn from this line of directive counseling. We could do some self-talk, applying Paul's points to restoring broken relationships in our lives. I hope this study has been helpful, and you can review this material by going to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.